This is called narrative typology. Narrative typology is the foreshadowing of subsequent events by earlier events in the narrative. Just like we see with Abraham. Foreshadowing the coming events by earlier events. We can look at the narrative related to Abraham and we can see how this foreshadows the history of Israel. Look at Samson. Miraculous birth or predicted birth. Nazirite, dedicated to God. Desires a woman from the nations. Sins against God, loses his strength, goes off into captivity. But in captivity, he destroys Dagon and the worship of Dagon. Well, this is the history of Israel, isn't it? Predicted birth, miraculously brought out of captivity. Sin against God by desiring the nations. Lose their power and are taken away into captivity. But in captivity, they destroy the worship of Baal. And they never more worship Baal. Narrative typology. We can see this on a small scale when we come to Balaam and his donkey. You ever read the story of Balaam and his donkey? You wonder what in the world is this thing's doing in there? Why don't we have this story about Balaam and his donkey? Is this a lesson on how to treat donkeys? Is this part of donkey theology? We have Balaam and his donkey. Well, you're familiar with the story. Balak, who is king of Moab, is witnessing the movement of Israel through his land going to the promised land. He doesn't want them to go through his land. He's afraid of them. So he wants somehow to destroy them. And he has heard that there is a prophet. And so he sends his men to get this prophet of God, Balaam, to come and curse this people who are passing through his land. And so his men go up there and they say, our master, Balak, wants you to come and curse this people who are invading our land. And Balaam says, well, I'll need to go ask God. And so he goes in and he asks God, and God says, no, you can't do it. So he comes back and says, sorry, guys, can't go with you. And they go on back to Balak, and when they get back to Balak, they say, you know, he inquired of his God, and he can't come. And Balak says, well, did you tell him that I was going to give him all this wealth and this beautiful purple robe? And so they go back and they say, oh, by the way, did we tell you that our master Balak is going to give you this wealth and this beautiful purple robe? And he said, well, I'm sure God wasn't aware of that. So I'll go ask him again. And he goes in and asks God again. And God says, okay, you can go, but when you go, only speak the words that I put in your mouth. And as he's going, the angel of the Lord appears to the donkey. And you have this donkey Balaam story. And there are some interesting relationships between this story, Balaam and his donkey, and the subsequent story, Balaam and Balak. In fact, the story of Balaam and his donkey is designed to introduce you to the larger narrative of the Balaam-Balak story. Balaam is to his donkey as Balak is to Balaam. So we can have insight, we can get insight into both Balaam and Balak by this introductory story. First, Balaam rides his donkey to put a curse upon Israel. The donkey sees the angel of the Lord, which Balaam does not see. This foreshadows the later events of in which Balaam is able to see the blessings of God and Balak is unable to see. Second, the donkey sees the angel of the Lord three times. After Balaam has beaten the donkey these three times, the donkey speaks, you beat me these three times. Balak requests Balaam to curse Israel, but he blesses them. Finally, Balak says, I summoned you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these three times. Third, each time the donkey turns away from the angel of the Lord, the effect for Balaam gets worse. Similarly, the effect for Balak gets worse each time God blesses Israel. Balak says, well, come over here and look at these people and bless them and curse them. So he inquires of the Lord and he comes back and he pronounces a blessing. This people is God's people and they're going to become a great multitude in the land. And Balak says, well, come over here and look at it from this point of view. And so he goes over there and he inquires of God and he comes back and he blesses them again. This people are the people of God. They're going to become a great nation, a great multitude, and they're going to destroy their enemies. And then Balak says, well, come over from this perspective and look at them from over here. And Balaam inquires of the Lord and he comes back and he blesses Israel. This is the people of God. They're going to become a great nation, a great people. They're going to destroy their enemies and you're it. So Balak is the one who is going to be destroyed. In each case, the situation gets worse for Balak, just like it was for the donkey. Fourth, each time the donkey turns away from the Lord, Balaam gets more angry. Similarly, Balak gets more angry. Just as Balaam was prevented from killing the donkey, you know, if I had a sword, I would kill you. So also, Balak is unable to kill Balaam. Fifth, the donkey is able to speak because the Lord opened the donkey's mouth. Balaam repeatedly points out to Balak that he can only speak what the Lord has put in his mouth. And then sixth, Balaam is not surprised. I mean, this is the most interesting part of the whole thing. Balaam is not surprised. I mean, wouldn't you be surprised if a donkey started talking to you? I mean, it's like they had been playing poker, you know, for years and sitting down and having conversations. Me and my donkey just was talking last night. What does this indicate about Balaam? This is a miracle. God opens the donkey's mouth, and what is Balaam's response? He is so spiritually dull that he can't recognize the work of God in the donkey. So also, Balak is so spiritually dull, he cannot recognize that these are the people of God. And rather than trying to curse them, he ought to go and join them, become a part of them. And so, you also have this chart in your notes. Donkey sees the angel of the Lord. Balaam sees the plan of God. Donkey sees the angel three times. Balaam blesses Israel three times. Each encounter gets worse for Balaam. Each encounter gets worse for Balak. Balaam gets more angry. Balak gets more angry. God opens the donkey's mouth. God opens Balaam's eyes. The donkey speaks, but Balaam is spiritually dull. Balaam blesses, but Balak is spiritually dull. So, narrative typology is the foreshadowing of subsequent events by earlier events. And the story of Balaam and his donkey introduces us to the dynamic that is going on between Balaam and Balak. You ever wonder why, when God says to Balaam, okay, go, gives him permission to go, and then sends the angel of the Lord to stop him? I thought you said I could go. What's the point here? Well, just like we can look forward from Balaam and his donkey to Balaam and Balak, we can look back from Balak to Balaam and his donkey. You see, Balaam is like Balak. And why does he want to go to curse Israel? For the purple robe. He's in it for the bucks. He's not there because he's dedicated to the Lord God and wants to serve God and bless Israel. And we get this insight into Balaam by the comparison between the stories. So we can see this narrative typology, this idea of picturing subsequent events by earlier events.